Sedra we learned yesterday, Pashlach, we have the Pasha Tzitzis, the Mitzvah Tzitzis. Mitzvah Tzitzis, we know the basic Mitzvah is, and a beggar of Abba Kamfis, you mechui put on Tzitzis. In the Mitzvah Tzitzis, there's two parts. There's the Chutim Levonim, there's the white strings, the white Tzitzis, and there's the Tcheilas. The Tzitzis, which is the Tcheilas. Tcheilas is a blue column of the Chayar. All the Tzitzis in Menachis, the end of the Kamis Rabba, and Pegat Tcheilas. It's Bichel Koshachnach, Erechaim HaChetzitzis. Basically, that's the mitzvah to put tzitzis on a beggar of Abba Kamfis. And again, it's the Ikka mitzvah is to have Chutim Lovan and Chutim Tcheilas. It's one mitzvah saseh. In the Taig mitzvahs, it's all one mitzvah saseh. The Tcheilas is part of the mitzvah. There's a big chilek between the Chutim Lovanim, the white tzitzis, and the Tcheilas, and what it's made out of. The Chutim Lovanim, the white tzitzis, can be made out of one of three things. Could either be made out of tzema, or could be made out of hishtin, or could be made out of mimin habega. The Gemara is a kash, the Gemara is a stira, Rava Rami, Rabbi is a stira, the ksiv haknaf, the Gemara says, this is Gemara in Menachos Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Rava Rami, ksiv haknaf, and the Gemara darshins min knaf. That teaches you that tzitzis could be to the min of the beged, the type, whatever the beged is, that the material of the beged, that's what you make the tzitzis out of. And there's another pasuk that says, ksiv tzema hishtin, that the tzitzis should be made out of wool or linen. So it's a steer. Haketzat. So the Gemara answers, Tzemel pishtin poitrim beim aminim bein shalav aminim. Tzemel pishtin is always good. Any type of baguette. There's a cotton baguette or a silk baguette or even a wool or linen. Then you could use tzemel pishtin. But that part is beim aminim bein shalav aminim. Sham aminim, other aminim of tzitzis. Let's say you want to use like silk tzitzis or cotton tzitzis. The epiminim patron, if that's the min of the beged, the path is it, shalei min ein patron. So it comes out that if you have, let's say, the cotton tzitzis, agav, chsidim midaraisel, and chayde mitzvah tzitzis is only on a beged of tzema pishtin. And midabonon, the banon geiza, to make tzitzis on even other minim of tzitzis.
How do you have this drosh?
Oh, we min a beged. Who are you asking? Have a look at that. What? Been knaf. Maybe I'm wrong, but okay, I'm not gonna go into this right now. I hear you saying what. Okay, but Kaponim, if you have a beged, let's say the way Vitisha, they would have cotton beged of them. If you have a cotton beged, you could use one of three things. It sits to be made either of tzema, either wool or pishtin or linen, or cotton. You could have cotton sits. If you have a beged of tzema, you have to use dafka tzema or pishtin. And the Rambam says that for the chutim levonim, you should not use pishtin because it would be klayim. For tcheilas, I won't think of this, but for tcheilas, the Gemara's drasha has to be dafke imra. Tcheilas has to always be tzema. The taich of tcheilas means the color, but the taich of tcheilas, the Gemara also says, means imra, also means dafke wool. So for the tcheilas, no matter what the beged is, you always have to use wool. So if you have a beged of pishtin and you're putting on tcheilas, which is tzema, you would have klayim. The Gemara says that's klayim is mutter by tzitzis because esed echloisa say. The mitzvah say of tzitzis would be deicha the loisa say of klayim. The Chaim talk about if it's hutra or tchuya, about kaponim, if you have a beged of tzema and in the times when they had tchengos, today we don't have tchengos. It was lost. Everybody knows that the Regina, it was about 100 years ago, the Regina Rebbe, who's a big goyin, who Machaba Sefer Sidri Taira, he felt that he found tchengos. He found them in tchengos, and Regina Chassidim, they wear tchengos today. Recently, the people that feel they found a different tcheilas, I don't know if you know what's going on today, but they found a different, they found a snail, they found a different amphibian, that they feel that that's tcheilas. And I heard it's really taking off. They say there's thousands of people that are wearing this new tcheilas, many to Micham also. Someone told me maybe Saul Belsky is wearing it, this new tcheilas, Kalman Epstein is wearing this new tcheilas. I think the cheshbon is in Moyer and Yazik. If it's not
is that
right.
True? Is it
what's the sign?
I don't know, but there's a chesaron. Some that holds that if it's not real tzema, it's a chesaron.
Some that has to be the same color as the beged.
Yes, the sheet is chesaron.
Okay, but my survey with the Elam does what we always did, that we feel today tcheilas somehow is lost, and we don't have tcheilas. There are paskins, and Rebbe Shain paskin, that tcheilas is not market. Even though tcheilas is not market, so we don't wear tcheilas. But in the times when they have tcheilas, they would put tcheilas even on a beged shel pishtin, even though it was wool, tcheilas has to be wool, and they would put on a beged of pishtin because they would say, we would say, Esed Echloisa say. you'll have to do the mitzvah of tchelis, and be deicher the mitzvah applying. It's actually if tchelis is makiv in that is a mishnah in Menachos Daf Lamaches and Chagas Tanoim. But again, the Rambam Pegan Chachas Tzitzis Lachadalad and Rav Yishayim they pass in like the mishnah that says tchelis is not makiv. So today we don't do tchelis, but when they did do tchelis, they had tchelis even on the Begad Pishtin, but didn't ask the choice to say. There's another Gemara. The Gemara says Menachos Daf. Oh, so for the Lavan, the Rambam says you should not. If you bring a Begad Pishtin, you should not use Tzemeh for that Begad for the Lavan, because the Rambam says since Efshel Kaim Mishneim, whenever it's Efshel Kaim Mishneim. You don't see a stech like to say. But tchelis, you have no choice. Tchelis has to be tzemeh, and you're wearing a beggar the pishtin.
Why wear a beggar the pishtin?
Oh, that you don't say. That you don't say. That's not called Efshel Kaim Mishneim. If you want to wear a beggar the pishtin, and the Torah gave you a mitzvah, the Torah Batsman gave you a mitzvah, it also gave you a license to say. When you want to wear a beggar the pishtin, the Torah gave you a mitzvah to put on tchelis with tzemeh, and you also have a license to say, apply him, that we say a stech like to say. But for the love and shaboy, when you put on pishtin, the Torah did not tell you to put on tzitzis of tzemeh, you can put on tzitzis of pishtin. So there the Rambam says it's actually kamish name, so it'd be interesting. The beggar of pishtin, you would wear pishtin levonim, white strings, and you wear, and the tchelis would be tzemeh. It would be tzemeh. The Gemara also says that from Gimel, the Gemara's address, the pasuk says, Yisum I say, we dash in Prat Nksas Laila. Prat Nksas Laila is no light that you don't see. Then the Laila loves man tzitzis. The Laila is night is not the time of tzitzis. So what does it mean, Laila loves man tzitzis? It's a big machek zishainim.
It's time to bigger listen, climb the more chutzim of tzemeh that you have. It's
not diminished. Right. I'm seeing that also, very good. I'm seeing Mais and Pishtin, Ram is moid that you do, that you put on tchelos of tzemeh. So you are doing the tchelos, so you are having climb in this baguette. But Ram says, don't do the levonim, don't do the white strings of tzemeh. So like if he's asking, I was thinking also, why don't you say, I mean, you're having anyway climb here. Having any climb, you're having a sechase. So what's wrong eating on a little bit more? The teretz is eating a little bit more, be more climb.
What makes it more climb? That's amazing. What makes it more climb? If you have 40% this, 50% this, 50% this,
40%,
what's enough?
That's what
the Rambam
says.
It's more basal cholot, there's more milk in it.
So that's hutra, and now you don't have a hutra, now you're creating more. Yeah, so you have a raya that's hutra maybe. Okay. This is a nice aura. So again, in this halacha, we used to say, Pratlan Ksas Laila, the more dashans, Laila loves man tzitzis. Night is not this man of tzitzis. It's machoik sushin, what does that mean? The case of Mishnah, and Peregimel Chasitz Lachazayin, and the Hagas Maimin, and Samadayik, in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds the Gemara Kapshuta. Laila loves a man tzitzis means no matter what beged you're wearing, at night you put from tzitzis. There's no din tzitzis at night. It's not a pashur halacha that night is not the time of tzitzis. But Tosfos Menachos Daf Mem Mem Beis, Shem Vein Etam, and other Rishonim, they learn it from Shat. They learn that Laila loves a man tzitzis goes on the beged. A beged shall Laila, a beged that's miyuchid for nighttime, mashal pajamas, that is part of from tzitzis. Even if you wear it in the day. If you have a nighttime beged that's made to wear at night, then even if you're in the day, it's part from tzitzis. And a beged shoyim, a beged that's miyuchid for the daytime, a beged like a regular talas that you're made to wear in the daytime, if you're wearing it at night, it's also mechayiv in tzitzis. It goes on the beged. A beged shoyim is chayiv in tzitzis always. And the beged shalayla is always part from tzitzis. It's a big mechayiv shoyim. Very good. Oh, so that's his kasha on himself. That's his kasha. The Gemara does say, Beferish, that since we hold Laila loves man tzitzis, Noshim part of him tzitzis. It was a mitzvah man grammar. So if it tastes the kasha, if according to on himself, if Laila loves man tzitzis is going on the beged, and the beged shiyim is always chayiv in tzitzis, so why is that mitzvah man grammar? The Gemara, the said mitzvah man grammar means mitzvah only in time. The main sugya is in Kedushin of Lamed Aleph. But why is this called Mr. Shisman Grama? And that the Gemara says that Beferish. So Tosfos answers, his Oshin is, Vayim Rebein Etam, Afagav the Ksus Yom Chayav Afingu B'Layel, even though Beged of Yom is Chayav even at night, the Ksus Layel Pot Afingu B'Yom, and Ksus Layel is always Pot Afingu B'Yom, Mikom Akoim Mikri Shapi Zman Grama, Shehayim Gerim L'Chayav HaMalbosh. It still calls Malan Grama, since the Yoim is Machayev the Malbush. Since the Gedda of the Malbush, of the Beged, is totally in his mind, that's also called Malan Grama. It's a bit Chiddush, it's also called Malan Grama. Best I stare it.
This
would be a Pasha Zach. Mechasena points it out that if an Isha would want to be machna stuff in the mitzvah and put on tzitzis, which nobody does, but if a lady would want to wear a beged shadal and kamas and put on tzitzis, she would not be allowed to put on tchelis on a beged shel pishtin. She could that much, that zayvayt she cannot do. She cannot take a beged shel pishtin and put it, she wants to put on lavan, okay, but she cannot go put on tchelis because that would be klein betzitzis. And for Noshim, they are muzon this of klayim. Noshim do have the din of shatnas. They are also to wear klayim and shatnas. So they don't have the mitzvah tzitzis. So they don't have esed echolis to say. So an isha would not have the din of echolis to say. So an isha for sure cannot wear. A man could. A man could wear a beged shel pishtin with tcheinos atzema because he has esed echolis to say. An isha would not. But minchas chinuch and mitzvah shem peiva by zayin he declares the santa chakir. He says, what would be the din of a chatzi ev a chatzi ben chayin? You have a chatzi ev, a chatzi ben chayrin. Mitzad the ben chayrin, that's the case, we know the famous case. You have two shutzim that are on an eved, and one shutzim frees the eved. So this eved is half a ben chayrin, has a din of a regular Yisrael, and the other half has a din of an eved. And the eved is mechuv and mitzvah ke'isha. So the chatzi eved does not have the mitzvah tzitzis. So he does not have the esed echolis to say. But the chatzi ben chayrin does have the esed echolis to say, and he wants to put on a beged shel pishtin. Can he put on tchelis? Do you say that the Chatzi ben Chayrin is mechuyev in tchelis, so he has esed echolis to say, he could put on tchelis? Or do you say, no, the Chatzi Eved is potuf on tzitzis, he does not have esed echolis to say, but he will be an issa of klayim. So what's the stodom over here? So I think the stodom over here is, the husband, the chakir is, how you understand the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi ben Chayrin. Is he a maisa? Do you look at him like two people or one person? If you look at him like one person, so this one person, Mitzad, his Chatzi ben Chayrin, has a mitzvah asay. The Torah told him, put on tchelos. And if he has a mitzvah asay, that mitzvah asay is derech chedolosi. It doesn't make a difference, he's a Chatzi Eved. On this ganzen, if you look at the whole picture, the whole person, this Kol Ha'odom, this whole Chatzi Eved, Chatzi ben Chayrin, a hot mitzvah asay. If he has a mitzvah asay, that's derech chedolosi asay. That in Chayrin, it's sad that he's chayiv. Or do you look at it? No, you break it down. Mitzad the Chatzi Eved, he does not have a mitzvah to say, he does not have the tchiyah, or the hutra, does not have the esed echolis to say. And for him, he cannot put on the tchelos, and you tell him not to do it. To say that, tell him don't wear the beged of pishtin at all, that's the chayr, not a svara. That's the chayr, like we say, like by every person, we don't tell a regular person, don't put on beged of pishtin and don't get involved with the whole shayang. We don't say that. If he wants to put on beged of pishtin, the Torah came along and gave him a mitzvah to say, to put on tchelos. And that essay is derech chalos to say. But for the Chatzi Eved Chatzi ben Chayrin, that we have a shayla. Then might be telling what we spoke about last week, the Tosfos in Shabbos, Tafdal, that says, when do you say, in Erbim Lodom Chatei, B'shvil Shiyos Chavecha, so Tosfos says the Gedda is, if he's with the Loi Pasha, with a person that not doing anything wrong, then we do say Chatei B'shvil Shiyos Chavecha. So that wouldn't be a svar either, but basically I think this is a svar, and it's a very sadistic chakir, and how you look at a Chatzi Eved Chatzi ben Chayrin, you look at the whole person as one, And this concept means he has in him a mitzvah say, maybe let's take a say, well, we break it down and say, no, it's not the Chatzi Eved, he has no mitzvah say, so he should not do this aver. That's not chesanach. There's another shayla I want to speak about, it's something I saw recently. It's an old shayla, it's about 130 years old, since Alexander Graham Bell, maybe other people invented a telephone. They've been talking about, can a person be yitzah? Shemeko ain't on a telephone. Beitz a bracha, the mashal, you know, they came up. Someone needed someone to be meitz misvias aima. They calls him on the phone. Can you make a bracha of him? Or bechal, whatever case, because someone beitz in the Megillah or something else on a telephone. It's weekday. The same shayin is with a microphone. You can listen to a Megillah sest on a microphone, or even a hearing aid. Maybe a person has a hearing aid of monson in his ear. Can he beitz a bracha through a hearing aid? So the first one to speak about the shayla is.
What about
Kol Avorim? That's what they mean, right. I want to get to that. It is the Minchas Laz. Minchas Laz and Chayim Beis and Minayim Beis, I think, is the first one to speak about it. Another person that speaks about it, Rabbi Yichas, is Shem Zamarebach, in one of his first Sefer, actually, when he was a younger man, he made a Sefer, Mar Yeish. The story of that Sefer is, they say, going way back when Shem Zamar was a young man, his mother got a hearing aid. And he was clarifying right away, can he talk to his mother on Shabbos, Kibbutz? But because he was wondering how does it work. When you talk to someone with a hearing aid, you make the electricity work or something. You're making the battery, making it work. He's not able to talk to her. So he went, he decided to go through the whole sugya, and he came out with a whole sefer on all nyanim of electric. And they say it was a big hit at the time. It was very famous. It got a beautiful scum for Chaim Reza in Vilna, blah, blah, blah. And he speaks about the shayla also. Okay, so it comes to this. I think I'm not sure about this knowledge. I think people were hearing else.
Yeah, we don't do it, but he says you should do it. He says the body should use it. He has no law.
But getting to this Shaila, can you push the Yitzhak Bracha or something on the telephone or on the microphone? They want to compare it to the Mishnah at the end of Hashana. The Rambam recently in the family, the Mishnah Hashana, the Chazan Mabe says that the Kehil Nasecha Ba. Ki shayfa. Someone is takei into a bar, and then he hears the shayfa. Im kol shayfa shama. If you hear the original kol shayfa, yatsa. Im kol havara shama yatsa. If you hear the echo, kol havara means like an echo, then you're not yatsa. So they want to talk about that. Maybe this has a din of an echo.
But it's adam teraiva ket. That's only din by shayfa when the din is shmir. But the mashal when the din is clear. If you lay in the Megillah, that's a din, you have to be Mashmi Laz, probably you don't have to be. You could hear the Kalabora, the wouldn't be sorry if you heard the Kalabora.
No, that's an old one, Mr. Shai also. The Kiyah Sheikh is different.
The Kiyah Sheikh is different than Mashmi.
But nice today, because I never understood the whole Shaila to begin with. To me, it was always the posture that you should not be Yetzer. Because if you understand a little bit the metzias of a telephone and a microphone, you're not really hearing the voice, the person's voice. All you're hearing is an electronic reproduction of the voice.
It depends if you go analog or digital. Analog, you're hearing the voice.
What do you mean? Anyway?
Yeah, it's the same thing. When you're not hearing my voice now either. It's only waves.
Oh, okay,
it's only
waves. Getting there.
It's waves up the air. There, it's an electronic signal down.
But it's an electronic signal that continues the wave. But
digital change.
It's changing into electronic. Okay, so who says that's not your voice?
That's what we're saying.
Ear is also a wave.
Okay. Why is digital?
Because digital is recreated on the other hand. It's a recreation. They find it, they recreate it with numbers. It's bottled and there's nothing in the middle.
Digital,
here you need something in the middle. The whole time there's something going on in the middle. It even gets weaker.
Okay, so I was thinking that's very posture, that when you listen to someone on the phone from 100 miles away, you're not hearing his voice, it's 100 miles away. Obviously, you're hearing, I always understood the way you explained digital, that you're hearing electronic reproduction, you're not hearing his voice.
And so, with two cups with a string in between. You also don't hear it without the string in between. It's the same thing.
So you're getting to what I was going to say over. This is actually what I saw this week. They saw in the Mincha Shleim of Shem Zalman, in his sefer, his Shuva sefer, it's in Chelek Aleph, Simentes, in Hago Iskimo. On the bottom, he writes that he wrote a whole Yichas on the Sinyin, and then he met the Chazanish, and he spoke to Chazanish in person about the Shaila, and the Chazanish was the one that told him that it's not so poshut, and there is a big tzad to say that you are Yetzer. Let's see if I have a solution here. But basically, the way I understand what the Chazanish was saying is, really, if you understand the Metzius of Kol even more than we're saying, then maybe you can understand this, because the metzius of kol is there really is no such thing as a kol. There is no real sound coming out. When a person speaks, like the Rambam is saying, when a person speaks, he creates vibrations in the air, and those vibrations, when it comes to the next person's ear, the Rebbeinu Shlomo made in the oizen in the person's ear, that those vibrations make a sound that he hears in his moich, in his brain, in his head. So the whole thing is that the person is creating vibrations. Maybe if you created an electric vibration, electrically, that's also, you also created that, and he's hearing that. What's the difference if there's vibrations in the air, or you created some sort of electrical impulse that creates a sound? And it's amazing, the Chazanish said, there's this bit sad to say, that's also called the same thing, the same Shmiya. He considered it pretty direct. He's saying even the, just like he understood, I think he understood technology pretty well. He said, just like when you create vibrations in the ear, that reaches the person's ear, he hears it. The same thing over here. There's an old Chacham B'Gaim Tamin, there's an old question by philosophers, philosophical question, if a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, does it make a sound? They make this into a whole philosophical question. To me, it's not a philosophical question. To me, it's a question in Metzius. The answer is, when a tree falls in the forest, it makes the vibrations, but if there's no human ear to pick up those vibrations, that those vibrations are not going to create a sound. So that's the real answer. Right? But like upon him, the Chazon Ish said that there is, he didn't paskin that yoytz on a phone, on a telephone, but he does say, there's a big sad to say, that just like it's always vibrations in the air reaching for the same thing with some electronic reproduction, those electronics that you made. And Chazon Ish threw in one more point, because it happens simultaneously. You're hearing it right away. On a telephone, there's mamash no hefsek. The same time the person speaks, you hear it. And
there is
apps. Well, man, it's so minute.
There's only just times there was apps. Sure there was.
How long?
When I spoke to Israel, it was even longer apps. Of course, that's to go through the wire.
When you speak,
there's also headset. The speed of sound.
I don't know what it means. What do you mean? It means it's not a tape. No, well, I'll tell you what Rosh Hashanah understood when he threw that in, he understood that to explain.
Somebody makes a tape of a bracha, and you want to hear the bracha, it's not going to be yotz. Because that's already posak from his code. There's headset. But over here, it's a continuous movement. That's what you mean by
the Basalchitz. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, the Shem Zaman, he walked away. He said, he does end up at the end, that he does not understand what the Chazon Ish is saying completely. He doesn't really understand that why this should be considered Shmiya. But the Chazon Ish does hold that it is a big tzad to say that you are Yitz on the telephone. And Shem Zaman understood that he was coming to answer Kasha, why is this different than the Mishnah in Kol Havar Shem Alo Yatza? And he understood the difference between a telephone and Kol Havar is this, that Kol Havar has a hefsek. Between the speaking and the echo, you know, you hear it, it comes afterwards. The echo happens after the person speaks. Mashenkin on a telephone happens at the same time, Bas Achas. So that's how he understood the Chazon Ish. Afterwards, I found that Moshe has a tshuva about it in Ar Chaim Chel Beisim Kuches, where he says this is very similar svara. He wants to say that also, he says it's a big tzad to say that you are yetsa a bracha or something on the phone, on telephone. Also, with the svara, that the same way yetsa when you hear when a person speaks, you're not really hearing his voice, he's only creating vibrations in the ear that reach the eardrum. The same thing if you create this electronic impulse that reaches the eardrum and makes the sounds, the same thing. And Rav Moshe wants to say, yes, also, but why is it different in the Mishnah? It says, Kol Havara lo Yatzah. So interesting, Rav Moshe says a whole different shot. Rav Moshe says that the reason why Kol Havara, an echo, you're not Yatzah, is because an echo, Kol Havara, is not Chazak Ubohia. It's not so clear. An echo is never that clear. The sound is always lacking. It's always lacking in quality. It's not so clear. And a telephone, he says, it's a very clear sound.
It's better you would be Yatzah.
That's what he seems to say. And this to me, both of them was very chiddush to me, because and Rukam, I always understood the Mishnah that in Kol Shefa Shama Yasam, Kol Var Shama Liyatza means that the reason is because Kol Var is not the human voice. I'm not hearing the human voice, I'm hearing the echo. But according to the Svara, the echo also came from the vibrations, it also all came from the person. It will not be any worse than a telephone, so you have to say a different shot. So the Chazon Ish came along and said that the reason why Kol Havara is no good is because there's a time lapse, there's a little hefsek in zman. It's not the echo happens after you speak, and a kol has to be the same time as the person speaks. And Ramesha said the reason is because Kol Havara is not clear. It's not so clear, it's not so chaz, it's not so strong. So to me, this is a big chiddush. When you win the Mishnah, posh pshan the Mishnah, at the king of Secha bar, a person blows a shaving into a bar, im kol shayfa shama yotze, im kol avar shama yotze, you're not yates if you hear kol avar, you're not yates if you hear nekol. So what's pshan this Mishnah? Why not? So we have your three pshatim. I thought the posh pshat was kol avar, you're not yates because you're not hearing the person's call, you're hearing the echo, something else. But the Chazon Ish says, that's lav dafka chasarin. So Chazon Ish says the chesaron of Kol Havara is because it's not this babas achas. A whole different shot. It's not babas achas. It happens afterwards with a little hefsek. And Rav Moshe says a third shot that the chesaron of Kol Havara is because it's not clear and it's not chazak.
In this tshuva?
Yeah. You'll find it.
I'm reading it.
I have to find it.
It
is. How do you understand it?
He's saying that by microphone, the pshat is it's mechazik the person's voice. So you can't go to Kol Havara, it's mechazik his voice. Kol Avor, the Pshat is that it's considered a secondary thing. It's not the etzim voice of the Chizuk.
I understand what he's saying, that that's the Chizuk Kol Avor.
What's wrong with the Chizuk Kol Avor? It's a better than the Belz Rebbe. I don't understand what... So you, let's say you hear Shvach and Kol from a Shoifer, you're not Yotzim. So what is Shvach? Who gives it Shvach?
But that is the Kol, but this is a Shvach from the original Kol. Okay.
It's a secondary Kol. It's not
okay,
the
but, okay, so two. So we have two or three Pshatim in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah is not as special as we thought. One last thing is, but Moshe does end off that Lamaisa, he does not want to be Makel to listen to Bracha or to anything on a telephone or microphone. And Shem Zalman writes that he writes, he's Mitzayim, he has not sat to tell people they have to use a hearing aid that L'chayr de Nat Yetzer, because they're also hearing an electronic reproduction in their ear from the hearing aid, L'chayr de Nat Yetzer. He feels weird telling them that. But he did pass on to them, if they have no choice and they have to listen with the hearing aid, they should not make a bracha. They should, if you have no choice, you should at least try to be yotzei with a hearing aid, but let's say someone's being moitzi them with tekiya shayfa, and they have to make their own bracha. He tells them, don't make a bracha because you might not be yotzei. He has his mitzvah to tell people that, but the maestro, he tells them, that's what he tells
I have
people.
I have a cousin that doesn't have, my brother blows shayfa.
That's what that's a which you tell someone with a hearing aid, if he's able to take it out for any of these mitzvahs and be mesamitz and listen and stay very close to the Bakir, they say Stipel was hard of hearing, he always got the Ali of Pasha Zacha, and the Bakir would like talking to his ear while looking to say
Vatar. What about an implant? Got implants. That takes the vibrations, but just does what it is, and puts it right in the frame.
Cochlear implant. That might be better. Yeah, that person obviously can't take it out.
No, it's not a microphone.
It's an actual sound wave goes into the brain.
Right.
So you're hearing.
That might be better. Sure. You see, that's more direct. Now, all these shaylos you have to understand, you're not going to find them in the old achrayim, or rishayim for sure now, because all these shaylos first came up, again, with Alexander Graham Bell when the temple was invented about 130 years ago. So that's why it's all going to be recent, and they're trying to learn it out from the Torah. In the Mincha Shleima, in Eistaga, he brings down another shayla, which place can talk about today. Also, it's also a new shayla, not something that we had before the telephone. Can you answer amen to a bracha you had in the telephone? You're talking to your friend, regular case, talking to your friend, he takes a drink of water, he makes a shakal, and the natural reaction is to go amen. Are you going to have to say amen? Yeah, no, Mincha Shleima, Shem Zaman. No, he has a shuvah on these inyanim, but this is a Mincha Shleima. So he brings down, and others speak about it also. The halacha is in Shulchan Aruch Erechaim, in Reish Tesvav Sevdalad, that a bracha v'tol and b'shem u'malchus is also to answer amen. And Shulchan Aruch says, a person who says amen and a bracha v'tol, he's over the issa bracha v'tol. It's mamash the same thing. To go say amen and a bracha v'tol is the same aver as a bracha v'tol. It's issa chal ma'oid. So you're not allowed to just say amen. If a person says a divrei shevach or divrei bracha, he tells a person hatzlacha, you're not allowed to say amen to that, of course. It's not b'shem u'malchus. But once the shem u'malchus, has to be a regular bracha. And if it's a bracha v'talmah, you're not allowed to answer amen. As a minhag, they declare, this bracha is not a bracha v'talmah. This person is taking a drink of water, he's making shakal. But the bracha that you hear is not really a bracha. Now already at this point, it was not a bracha in the ear. It was just a bracha. If you hold that a bracha on the telephone is, you're not yaitza,
it's just what if you're a bracha on the
tape? It's same thing. Same thing.
Same thing.
So Pesachim, they want to say you should really not answer. The person, actually, even when he's watching a chasna video or something, to say then he has a bracha, everyone goes on, man, it's really not so pasha, because it is a shem u'malchus sound happening, and there's no real bracha behind it. There's no taikif of bracha, no din bracha. It's not much better than bracha v'tol.
On the tzad that it's not, then it's not an omen v'tol.
But it's enough. It's enough of saying amen on these words.
If he says a bracha v'tol, you say amen on bracha v'tol. But on the tzad, if it's not a bracha v'tol, the amen is no different than you saying.
You know, the reason why saying amen bracha v'tol is not because he did an avera. I'm saying amen his avera. It's because on a shem u'malchus that when you say amen, it's like you're saying those words.
What?
It's but there is a sound.
There's no
chesaron. Maybe the chesaron over the telephone is that it's not miyuchas to the mavarech. So the bracha does not come from any chiv, not come from anybody. But it is a bracha. It is a sound of a bracha.
And you don't. No chesaron.
Well, the Shem Zalman does say, and a lot of poskim do say that you should not answer amen to that bracha. They say for that reason there is a shayla. It's considered answering amen on a bracha that has no din bracha, and that would be an amen on a bracha v'talah.
Okay.
And you should not do it. Interesting. I know people are talking makban in it, but I had one kasha on that. My kasha on this whole hayro, this whole psak that they're giving out, that you should not say ami when you hear bracha on a video or something else, but you should not say ami when you hear bracha on the telephone. From the Gemara in Sukkah, famous Gemara in Sukkah, that's the Nalaf and Beis, and Chassan Yisham Mitzrayim, there was a big hamoyin am. There was more than Shishim Yivim, millions of people, and many of the Sadavan in one big ayalam, Tingle with Zibba. And obviously, not everyone could hear the Sheikh Sibba. So what they used to do was they had a system. They used to wave flags every time it was time to say Amen. The people up close would hear, but everybody else would see the flags waving, and they would know what to say Amen. So you see from there that you don't have to hear the bracha. All you have to know is we mechaven the Shah. If you know the time from the flag waving that guy made a bracha, then you don't have to answer Amen. So why should the telephone be worse than the flags?
That's right.
I'm hearing on the phone. I know he made a shaka right then. So then the flags. So why can't I say Amen right then and there?
So let me ask you something. If you know that somebody's making a bracha, you have no shyness at all.
Also, so this is my kasha on this psak that all the Rabbanim are saying today. Not the Yisrael Amin on the phone. Why is David in Al-Hassan Yisrael Mitzrayim? So I think the Teretz is there is a chilek. But in Al-Hassan Yisrael Mitzrayim, it was one tziba. It was one tziba. And we were all shaykh at tziba. Some of the people heard the brachas, and we're all shaykh at tziba. The problem is we don't hear, we don't know when he's saying. So if we know when he's making the bracha, since we're shaykh to him, because we're connected to him, we're connected to people, that could be the svar why you can say Amen. Hashem came on the telephone, where you're 100 miles away, or 60 miles away, and you can't hear, and you have no shaykh to the person, really. Just because you know he's making the bracha, does not give you a head to say Amen. Could be that's pshat in this psak.
And we're all connected by there's millions of people using those same phone lines, so we're all connected.
But we're not. But it's not a tziva.
We're all connected.
So this is a shigul chiddush I'm saying, but that pshan the gemara and sukkah of nalaf that the mizuman chasanim shem sayim they were able to answer amen was because they were all, it was one shem tziva, one it was nesachit to one tziva. They were all there, and part of the tziva heard the shliach tziva, so they're all shayach to the shliach tziva. That's why they have right to answer amen, as long as they know when it is. Mashen can tell them, well, that's what they're passing today. Takashinai in Zamin. He goes to Shkaf.